Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of 10 Down with Terry and David.
Hello, everybody. We are back from the cruise. I am absolutely... Oh, Jay.
We're back with a bang.
Oh, Jay.
Things never change.
Hello. How are you? Debbie's looking very old.
Terry, you stress him out. I've said it from
Can
day
I
one.
Ask the listeners a question? Right. If we got Jake in 2020, right before lockdown... Literally before everything closed.
How old does it make him? No. Six.
He wasn't a puppy, David. He was two.
But his life began when we got him, Terry. That's
but
my
if
point.
He was two when we got him, and if that was 6 years ago, what age does that make Jake?
Five.
David's in denial. Jake's just getting a little bit grey around the eyes and the
That's
cheeks.
That's okay. It's just giving him character.
I know. I'm not saying that in bad, but like what I am saying is we need to... know that he is getting a bit more senile and we need to mind him a little bit
you
better.
You need to be aware that he's not getting senile. You need to be a little bit more cautious of the things that you do. Like, you know, you poke him in the bum when he walks by and he's so on edge with everything. Just need to stop and just think. Stop and think because you
David,
have this...
Jake loves me more than you.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
He loves me.
No, he doesn't. He does love you, but he doesn't care. More than he cares for me.
It's true. He does love you. Yeah. You're a soul.
It just makes my heart warm. Speaking of warmer, sitting here absolutely sweating my balls off.
I'm sitting in a bra. Happy Monday.
So am I. I'm sitting in a pink bra. It's great. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We got back from the cruise on Saturday and we're here to give you a little rundown on the absolute carnage. That was that week. It absolutely flew by. Like it was on, so it was basically... The Royal Caribbean did like a press run and they invited journalists, travel agents,
YouTubers. Content,
YouTubers. Like, apparently, there was two huge American YouTubers. Mm. And they do this thing where they play hide and seek in the most random places and their videos get like 18.5 million views.
Holy shit.
And they did hide and seek all around the ship. But like it was a huge thing. Like they got on the boat and they had security and all.
What?
Yeah, the Claire was telling me. They got on the boat and they had security with them and they were absolutely mobbed by younger kids. Like,
imagine playing hide and seek on that ship. Like,
but they were saying...
How?
They
you'd never find
Claire them. Was like, it's really funny because... You know, obviously you're kind of asking yourself, like, what's the point in getting these people on the boat? Mm. But it turns out that, because their audience is predominantly teenagers, and teenagers are not booking cruises, but they were saying that the marketing behind it is teenagers have a lot of influence on where their parents holiday. So like teenagers will be watching being like, mom, I want to go on this cruise, and they'll go into their moms and their moms will end up booking it, or their moms and dads for their family holiday. But... basically, they had this big press trip and they were working with influencers, content creators, YouTubers, blah, 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 just to get the word out there that this ship has taken off. And to be honest with you, it was absolutely genius, if you ask me. Mm. You know, like inviting all those people on and doing one like trip with them. Mm. And the content that went out from that is insane.
I did at one point, now I don't know, I'm sure it was part of the Royal Caribbean themselves because... I can't imagine anybody was allowed to bring a drone, but I did on two occasions see drones when we had docked. Mm. Now, it could have been somebody from inland that sent a drone out.
Most likely, yeah.
But I'd say the footage was incredible. Yeah.
So basically, it was the Legend of the Seas. So it was its first maiden voyage. I don't know what that means.
It was made in Finland, believe it or not.
It was made in Finland and it's the largest cruise ship in the world. And we were very lucky to be selected to work with them and go on the trip. Mm. Like, so grateful. It's beyond. We tend to do one travel collaboration a year. Mm. Last year, we didn't do it because I was pregnant. The year before that was Visit Dubai. The one before that was like TUI. So we tend to do kind of like one a year. And I'm so grateful for that because it's great to be working with the brands and like sharing.
We've always said that we'd love to do a cruise.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was a cruise that we collaborated with.
Yeah, but it's great to work with brands like that and kind of like, you know, spread awareness and experience it, and then give people the information, because we do travel a lot and give a lot of information anyway. So it's nice to be able to work with brands on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was made in Finland, and girls, when I say this ship was out of this world, like I struggled with content because I was so overwhelmed, and that never happened to
me.
The
first 2 days were difficult. We didn't know where to start.
Yeah. I was like, I just feel like I'm not capturing it well enough. Like, and then I just kind of had to say to myself by the second day, you're not going to get to do everything, because it's huge. And we only had 4 nights on the ship.
Mm.
So basically it has like 20 floors. This isn't an ad, by the way. This is just us sharing like what we thought of it, because I will 100% book it again. Mm. But it has 18 floors and like
20 floors.
20 floors, but only 18
that the public can get to.
And each floor has something else. Like, and it's just, it's hard to explain
the scale of it.
And it's honestly like being at a huge, it's even bigger than a resort. Like how, it's insane. And we set sail from Malaga. So we flew into Malaga on the Monday, and then Royal Caribbean, they collect you from the airport and bring you to the boat. And we set sail from Malaga then that night, but we had the whole day on the boat. But like, I just didn't know what to expect. Like the rooms, the family suites and all were huge. Like I was imagining that we were all going to be cramped in this.
Yeah, because I've taken the boat from Holyhead, or from Dublin to Holyhead. And I've taken the boat then from Rosslare over to North Spain, which is obviously a bigger boat. And it's a wardrobe, and you make it do, and it's 2 fold down bunk beds. Yeah. That's what I thought we were going to be going into.
Same. And all the storage in the room and all. But like, there was just so much to do. And Sydney was just mesmerized by the whole thing. Mm. Like the whole thing. Like she's always said that her favorite holiday is Mallorca. Before that was Dubai.
Sydney's favorite holiday is the holiday she comes off.
She comes off, yeah. But she talked about Mallorca like for days afterwards, which she never does. Mm. Like she kept saying, this is my favorite holiday. And oh my God, she was just blown away by the cruise. And it's something that I think we're definitely going to do. Like I was saying, sorry, I feel like I'm jumping all around, but when we were on the cruise, there was a lot of travel agents from Ireland, like lovely, lovely women that we met that were there basically the same as us to kind of like experience the boat, so they know what they're talking about when they're booking it for their clients. And they're able to also capture content for their pages and that. And we met loads of them. So if you're looking to book the Royal Caribbean, a great idea would be to book through a travel agent. Mm. I think Click and Go is one of them. And you can basically book it and then pay it off as you go. So like there's loads of 2027 cruises planned. Mm. And I've seen a couple of them being booked
and
out.
And it's really like, from what I've seen and heard, it's actually very reasonably
it
priced.
It is reasonably priced. And if you ask me, it's worth it, because when you get on the Royal Caribbean Legend of the Seas, you're not paying for taxis because you're not going around looking for restaurants. You're not, most of the restaurants are included, and the buffet was insane. Mm. Like we ate at the buffet.
Out of the four nights.
And we could have like went to the restaurants, but we just loved the buffet because it's handy for the kids and stuff. To me, it's definitely worth it. You have your water park on board, which if you were go to Portugal or something like that, you'd pay into a water park.
Mm.
You have
there's an entire shopping mall.
There's shopping, there's shows, there's arcade. Kids club, arcades, like there's everything you can think of.
Mini golf, basketball court.
They're all expenses that you pay for, like say if you're going to Portugal or something like that. So to me, it's worth it. And like, I'm definitely going to book them for next year, and I'd love to do the Caribbean. I would love to do.
So where do you fly into the Caribbean? Somewhere in the States?
Miami. There's one that goes from Miami or like the Bahamas, because I'd really love to take the kids to the Caribbean, but it's such an ordeal when you have kids. You're like trying to find the right hotel.
Yeah. Where do you base yourself?
Yeah. Whereas you could go on that and then like jump off the stops, because we get off at Pisa and we get out at Rome. Now,
where was our first stop?
That was Pisa. Well, it wasn't Pisa. It was called something else. I can't remember. It's like Florence and Pisa.
Yeah.
And not everybody got off. Like I'd say only about 15% of people got off the boat, because there was still so much to do. Like there was people there like, keeping up with Jacob and his mom, and they didn't get off the boat because they were like, there's so much to do here. Like, but I just couldn't. I was like, I have to go to Pisa because we're here with the kids.
Yeah,
like,
I'd say if we didn't have the kids, I don't think we would have got off because
we've been to Pisa and Rome.
You could do Pisa in a day.
But I couldn't not be in Pisa and not bring the kids. Like exactly, I had to. I was like, oh. Because when are we going to ever go to Pisa with the kids? It's just not a place that you bring kids.
Mm.
So I was like, we'll run up, like, you know. Anyway, it is absolutely insane. And the laugh that we had as well with the kids on the boat, like it was very relaxed. Do you know that way? Like it was very like, you're not
just chaos.
Yeah. But you're not worrying about like roads and stuff like that. You know, when you go away with Sydney, you're like, Sydney, get back here. Now there was still an element of that because you have to keep an eye on them, of course, but you're not as stressed, I don't think, because it's a real safe environment. And
did you notice that the swimming pools, the scale of
lifeguards. Yeah, they had like 3 lifeguards at the baby pool, kids' pool.
And the kids' pool was like 20, like the whole kids' pool area was like 20 square meters, like as in where the water was. Yeah. Obviously, there was much larger, like the slides and the soft play and all that. But the pool the water was, there was like, here you would have 1 lifeguard covering that, where they had 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's very attentive. And the cleanliness and everything, like it was one of the best holidays I've ever done. I'm not just saying that like that, like you could see it from my stories, you could see it from Instagram. It was absolutely insane. But I definitely want to do it next year around the Caribbean for sure. Like I want to do it because I'm dying to take the kids there. And we went to the Caribbean when we were younger. Like we did the Bahamas, Cuba, Jamaica, and I've always wanted to go back. And I think that would be a great way to go back.
Yeah, we've obviously spoken about it off the pod over the years of actually taking the kids, but you'd never know where to go as a base that the kids be able to like, I've brought them to X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the Bahamas, you pick a resort and you stay at the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
You can't explore.
Or you go to the Maldives and you pick a resort. Do you stay out on the water or do you stay on the beach? But we've heard mixed reports that if you're with kids, you're better off staying on one of the huts on the beach because with a child.
Are you talking about the Maldives?
Yeah, like where the water, you're out on one of the
water villas.
It's a disaster because you're spending your whole time stopping them from falling jumping into off. The water.
Yeah.
But come here, just quickly on the boat. I can't actually put into words of how a bit of a mind fuck that it is, how that thing floats.
I know, it's insane, isn't it?
So, you know the bar that you kept wanting to go to, which had the big glass dome. Mm. Do you know that glass, just the glass alone, can weighs up to 300 tons?
I know, it doesn't make
any sense. No, just the glass, Terry. Just the glass. So I quickly just put in the chat GPT to find out like some just quick stats on the new Legend of the Seas, right?
Yeah.
248,000 gross tons is what that boat weighs. 248,000 tons.
It's insane. But it's like, it's just outrageous.
How does that even make...
I know.
You put a concrete block into the water and it'll float to the bottom.
Yeah, because Sydney asked me a couple times, she was like, how does this stay not go to the bottom of the ocean? And I was like, explaining to her, I was like, because of the shape of the boat, it doesn't let any water in. And I was explaining to her, because she's asked me a couple of times how planes fly. And I was like, oh, it's aerodynamics. And I was like, the plane goes so fast that it catches the wind. And I was explaining it to her, but like, I'm not explaining it very well.
I know, but see when the biggest plane I've ever been on was a Etihad, I think. No, probably Qatar was the biggest.
That's the big, massive.
The 3 stories, right? And that blew my mind how that goes into the sky. But think about the power of taking that up into the sky.
I know.
248,000 tons of a boat, or sorry, of a ship, which has a shopping mall. Nearly 8,000 guests can get onto that boat. That doesn't make any 5,000, sense.
5,000, I think it is. Isn't it?
No, that's for guests. Sorry, with guests and then the staff on top of that. It's 8,000 passengers. But the biggest airplane, how many people would it seat? Maybe 500 passengers?
We went for dinner. There's like a ballroom that you can go to and it's included in your package, and we went to dinner and we just happened to get
I just said it at the table. I just said it, but anytime it's the table at the window, just by chance,
and we got one. Like you couldn't have timed it any better. And we sat at the window and 1 minute we felt like we were up about 10 stories and then we were down at the waves, if you know what I mean, because the boat was going up and down in the waves and the waves were coming right up, so it felt like you were going really, really high in the sky and then you'd be down. I was just mad. Loads of people messaged me as well asking me, you know, about seasickness. We don't get seasickness, neither do the kids, thank God. There was a couple of people that were sick. One of the PR girls was sick, and I think if you suffer with
motion sickness,
I wouldn't recommend a cruise. I just wouldn't. I think you'd spend all that money and then you'd be sick.
But I don't think out of the whole trip, I think once, because we had rough seas one night, I felt when we were walking around the next day, you felt like that we were kind of swaying slightly. But think of the size of that ship for that water. But if you were sitting at that restaurant and you had motion sickness, you wouldn't sit at that window.
No, you wouldn't.
There's not a hope.
But you do feel it. Like, I just think, being honest, you know, if I was someone that suffered with travel sickness and I went and spent all that money on a cruise off the back of like seeing it on someone's page, I'd be fuming. So I don't recommend it for people that have travel sickness. I just don't.
Yeah, true.
I just don't. It's too much.
You're better
much
off saying that, because they'll come back and haunt you and say, Terry,
you told me. But like, you can't feel, like, because a couple of people messaged me and they were like, can you feel the boat move? And I was like, slightly. But I don't get travel sickness. Mm. I've never had it, and neither have you. Mm. So what feels normal and grand to me could feel awful for someone else.
Do you reckon if you had a really bad hangover, it would affect you?
Yeah. Like, my friend worked as a nurse on a cruise ship for years, and she messaged me before I went because I was looking for tips. Mm. And she said, she sent on loads of tips. She was like, if you feel sick, go to the center of the boat.
Mm.
Like, absolute center of the boat, and you won't feel it as much.
That's not going to move, because it's obviously,
and that was the lifts. Do you remember the lifts? You wouldn't feel it as much there. Yeah, and then when you went to the restaurants or out to Surfside, you'd feel it. Anyway, this is a bit long, but look, if you're thinking about it, Legend of the Seas, like, outrageous. We'll see you on one next year for sure. Like, we're definitely booking it. I'm going to book through a travel agent and just like tip away at it. Miles has started to crawl. What?
For my curtains.
Oh my God, he has it in for like, it's so funny how they clock onto the things that they're not supposed to touch.
Yeah,
like,
You're better off saying nothing.
Yeah, so he has an obsession with the curtains. You know, our beautiful curtains that are in the kitchen.
And
he is.
And they're like, what? They're not white. They're like,
yeah, they're like a beautiful, they're really delicate cream, off-white.
Foil?
What's
the material in them?
Not foil, David. We're not roast chickens.
I'm talking, what are they called? What are the curtains, the style of them called?
I don't know, but they're lovely. And Miles keeps going for them. And then he keeps going for the robot. The robot Hoover.
But he's, I think we said this before, so she was a baby in our first house. We were like, first child, we have to baby proof everything, like all the doors, but you know, the little latches on the bottom cupboards.
Yeah.
No interest in anything. Didn't go near anything. She was in a sense, an angel toddler.
In that sense,
she was an angel. Had no interest, didn't put anything into her mouth. Miles, on the other hand, is
into everything.
He is, you can tell he's going to be a problem.
And even on the plane. So yeah. Sydney's always like, always been amazing on planes. Never have any issues with her. Yeah. She's been unbelievable to travel with. Miles is going to give us hell.
We haven't even spoken about this is his new habit, because we were laughing about it on the plane coming home.
What?
His new thing now, where Miles is picking up on what he gets a reaction out of, like you said, the curtains. He can, I'm like, get away from them curtains, and he'll go, and he runs for it. Where he's now, when you're holding him, he's throwing his head back.
Oh yeah, so
he goes asleep. He goes, ugh, and then throws his head back.
When I was holding him on the plane, you know, like holding him on my lap, he like threw his head like in a bit of a tantrum and banged his head off the seat in front of us, and then we went. And then he seen that he got a reaction. So then he was like looking at us, and then he like looked drunk and done it again. He was like,
okay. I laughed very hard at
but
that.
But he kept doing it. He was like, and like throwing his head back on purpose.
He's going to be trouble.
He's going to be trouble, but he doesn't like staying still. Like, he does not. Sydney were able to distract. He's just like, no, let me out of his seat.
He's what they say boys are all over. He even looks like a boy. Because when Sydney was that age, you could say, people would be like, if you had it in certain clubs, people would go, is it a boy? You know, they would say, is it a boy or a girl? He's a boy. He's always been a boy.
Yeah, Jake, you tell him. Oh, look at that polyp on his bum. Oh, look at it. Look at it.
I'm just looking at his bum, Terry, not
little
his
raisiners.
Polyp. So on our very first day.
Yeah.
The manic and the chaos of dragging two kids into the car, off the plane, into the car.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't actually speak about this. Because we're jumping from Billy to Jack here, yeah, right?
Billy to Jack.
Right, and we can, here's the thing. I really hope you don't edit this out because no one's ever going to collaborate with Ryanair Airlines, right? Ever. Ever, right? And all they do is they get enjoyment out of ripping into people as well, right? So I hope they listen to this, which they will never do. But anyway.
You're asking for trouble.
No, so what?
Go on.
So there's an ongoing problem right now where Ryanair is denying that people are paying for their seats next to their children, right? Yeah.
It's true.
It's happened to us. We were away a couple of weeks ago in Sydney. She's 4 years old. And the system, when we were booking it, only allowed Sydney to sit away from us. Ryanair sorted out. We sorted it out. Now, the same situation happened again. But it allowed us to book the front three seats. We paid €80 for the three of us to fly together.
What David's saying is we're happy to pay to sit together. Like, you know, whatever.
But it's not allowing us.
It won't let you do that. So it forces you, because it won't let Sydney sit on her own, even though it was putting her in another seat on her own last week. It won't let you put her in a seat on her own, which is fine, obviously, but it won't let us sit together with Miles. So you can only sit in certain seats with infants. And but it was impossible,
When it shows the seating plan of the plane, it's shown that there's heaps of seats available next to each other, like rows.
Rows. And we were trying to click
them. And they're not emergency seats.
And we were trying to click them to sit together. And it was like, no, you can't sit here with an infant. And it was just basically a big disaster. So we were like at the computer for ages. And the only way for us to sit together was by paying €80, which is a scam, really. Like, because
for
we
the
wanted,
front three, yeah.
There's other seats there. And we wanted to sit beside each other. And we were happy to pay, like, you know, the €7, €8. But the only way that the system would allow us to actually sit together.
Yeah.
Was by paying €80, which is not fair because when booking your flights, yeah. The price comes up and then you book the flight, but then they hide all these add-ons. Yeah.
And here's where the headache was. Because Miles is now 10 months old, the headache for us is that we have his backpack with all his food and his snacks and his toys and whatnot. So they make you sit at the front of the plane, very front seats, where you're not allowed to have a bag on takeoff or landing at your feet. You have to put it above, which is a headache in itself because you need to, you know, you need to be able to get to the bottles and whatnot really quickly when he's taken off to clear his ears and whatever. But we got onto the plane and we had a travel buggy, which is a travel buggy that fits above, but they put the buggy at the back of the plane and we sat at the front.
So you had to wait.
It's just a nightmare. Oh, an ongoing nightmare. Anyway,
I was only saying I don't mind flying with Ryanair and David's like slating them.
I don't mind flying with Ryanair but on my own. But with kids, they make it harder.
That's actually a fair point. Like, I don't mind flying with Ryanair, but with kids,
it's
very difficult. It is. And you end up paying the exact same, if not more,
than Aer Lingus.
As other airlines, yeah.
Than Aer Lingus.
In the end. Yeah,
exactly.
In the end.
We're allowed to say Aer Lingus.
I know, of course, yeah. But like when you're looking up your flights in Skyscanner, it's so tempting to go with the cheaper option because it's like, it's a good €500-600 cheaper.
Exactly.
Sometimes €1,000 cheaper.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you're better off just paying because you do end up paying it.
Terry, you need to shave your legs.
I did shave them last night. Look, feel them. Feel them.
Feeling her legs. I guarantee you. Oh, you have a hairy knee. I can see the prickles.
I always have a hairy knee.
Anyway, sorry, I got on a tangent there about Ryanair.
You need to shave your legs. The neck of you!
The next thing...
The only time David shaves his bush is when he's going to see his mates. Wants to match their heads. Don't know. It's a bit suspicious if you ask me.
Suspicious? Anyway, all that chaos getting off the plane. We get onto the boat. Of course, anyone that has kids of Sydney's age or Miles' age, it's all this like... I don't need to pee now, but I'll pee at the moment when you are not ready to make me or bring me to the toilet. So it was chaos, brought Sydney into the toilet, but it's all these motion detecting handles. Like, you know, it's like you don't have to touch it, like for sanitary reasons.
Yeah.
But it was this family room where you go in and get changed. And I was like, right, I'm going to get changed while Sydney's going to the toilet so we can go to the pool. And when I was standing there getting changed and Sydney was sitting at the toilet, someone walked up to the door and rubbed their the motion picked up that their hand and the door slid right open, looking right out onto the whole deck of the swimming pool where people are all off swimming. There's me with half on, half off, Sydney sitting on the toilet, and that's basically how the whole trip started off, but just of that. And you know, there's other stuff we could talk about, but I don't know where Terry's going to allow it to happen or not.
Nope.
No. Can I just say, right, you know that reel that you got me to do?
You shut up.
It's you. Are fuck you off.
It's not you. Fuck off.
Oh, is it? Sorry, there's another one. I apologize. There's another one that it says fuck off. Go right? On. Anyway, holidays are like breaking points for marriages.
Do you think so?
Oh, I know so. And you know.
With kids.
Know. No, just, yeah, but of course with kids.
Yeah.
Whereas, because if you were annoying me when we traveled, we just went separate ways.
But it's so funny, right? Because when we got to Rome, we were laughing so much because when we got to the hotel, there was no room for us.
Hmm.
There was no room at the inn. And we had arrived an hour away from the dock and we arrived no room. So it was like all this big rigmarole. But we handled it very well and it was all sorted in the end. We ended up getting two separate rooms.
No, it was there. You, I was at the, it was you at the reception because it's normally I enjoy getting into that.
No, so I had to. I was
I went to speak. You're like, if anyone's listening, of course you're listening, but I have my my index finger in the air right now. And you're like, don't speak.
I had to really stop speaking because you were, long story short, we were there with other passengers and they weren't sorted and we weren't sorted. But David was considering them when he was trying to resolve the issue. And I was like, no, let's just sort ourselves out because it's getting a bit confusing.
That's the difference between me and you, Terry.
And they were getting confused with us and what our needs were, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got sorted in the end. And then we were in great form. We had lunch at the hotel. It was chaotic, like absolutely chaotic having lunch, like spaghetti's flying, kids are mental. And then I said to Dave, I was like, we're going to go out into this heat now because it was like a million degrees in Rome. Go down to this Colosseum and kill each other, just so you know. And Dave was like, yep. And we went on our little journey down to the Colosseum. And as soon as we got there, we started killing each other.
So the Google Maps told us it was a 10-minute walk from the hotel.
It wasn't.
It would have been. I would have walked there in less. You would have walked there in less. It was because we had to stop at every little shaded point.
And yeah,
it was at 1 o'clock. The sun was at the highest point.
It wasn't 1 o'clock, Dave. What time was it? At 5 o'clock.
I can't wait. Two of us are racing to prove each other wrong. Right, here we go.
Sydney at the Colosseum, 5 o'clock.
No, when was the first photo taken, Terry?
Probably a half an hour before that. His face.
4:15.
Well, what have you got to say?
That was after we walked around.
David, we were there.
4:15.
Yeah, no, it wasn't 1 o'clock. Yeah,
neither was a five, Terry. Right?
Neither was a five. I was five, David. I was five.
Terry, see that jumper? I know you're sweating, but you're moving it around and you're moving it around you.
Not an all.
Just get rid of it.
Why?
You're like...
Tell us, we got to the Colosseum. It wasn't my bugger.
Mortar, Terry.
Mortar, because it was too warm.
No, because your mum was like, there's obviously loads. There's fellas that, yeah.
No, you were getting on my nerves anyway, right?
Yeah, I was on your nerves, right? There's a fella that all the lads are standing in the water. And your mum's like, water, 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 water. And I was like, yeah. And you said... David, get a bottle of water. And I had a euro in my hand, in my pocket.
You
like, didn't. Yes, I did. I had a euro in my pocket. Remember I dropped it and your man picked it up? It was a euro. I had a euro.
And David your said, man
goes,
it?
Your man goes 2 for 5. And I was like, no. And Terry was like, get the water. I was like, I only have 1 euro. But you couldn't hear me saying that because he was talking
to you.
But
I had money.
I don't give a shit. I knew your mum was ripping me off and I wasn't having it.
No, what bothered me was...
Fucking 5 euro for 2 bottles of water.
What bothered me was...
Where do you think I am? Dublin.
David was annoying me because he was trying to haggle water and we were all dying.
I wasn't haggling. I just said to him no and walked on.
Exactly, but that's we needed haggling. Water.
That's not haggling.
But we haggling's needed
like,
water.
Haggling's like, right, meet me halfway, mate.
But you were. You said, you turned around and said, I'll give you 2 euro.
I'll give you 1 euro.
You said, okay, so you're haggling. You were haggling with him.
I never told him how much I had.
First of all, you asked him how much and you couldn't understand his accent, but I could. And that annoyed me, right? Because I was like, how can you not hear? He's saying 2 for 5 euro and you couldn't understand his accent. He made him repeat it 3 times. I wanted to throw box you. And then you said, no, you're ripping me off. And you only had 1 euro. So you were broke ass poor with 1 euro wanting a bottle of water.
And you're a broke asshole.
And I was annoyed that you were haggling because I was like, just get the water because we're all parching. Sydney had a red face. And then...
Sydney had a red face.
And then I walked off and walked to another man and I had a 2 euro coin and he started saying 2 for 5 and I said, I've got 2 euro. Do you want to give me a bottle of water? And he handed me the bottle of water and I turned around and I gave it to Sydney.
And you notice he gave me none of it.
because I was more, did you notice that I had one sup out of it and I gave the rest to Sydney because the child was red.
Yeah, because she backwashed it.
No, she was red. I had to pour it all down her back and all. So we sat in the shade for a little while. Like, it's funny because you see all these lovely videos and photos on Instagram, but just know.
It's all shy.
Just know.
It's all shy.
There is chaos unfolding in the background. Yeah. There's a reason there's no lovely photos at the Coliseum. It's because me and David were literally about to divorce. But anyway, we sat in the shade and then we went up, took some nice photos and we left. But I apologized when we got back to the hotel.
I appreciated your apology.
I said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have went mad at you, but you're but that, an annoying that, fuck.
That takes a lot, Terry, you know, coming from you, that takes a lot. Takes a lot.
David, I will apologize when I'm in the wrong.
I will apologize when I'm in the wrong.
I will apologize when I'm in the wrong.
It has to be dissected. It has to be dissected.
Very often.
You're never in the wrong. I heard Sydney this morning telling, I was telling her to do something and I heard her saying, but you're not the big boss to me.
Yeah.
Because she got that from you.
She has made that up in her head. She turned around to me when we're on holidays. She goes, it goes, mommy, caca, then daddy.
Right, quick.
But you are in her little ranking. No, you have zero.
I know where zero I am in her ranking. Because I
authority.
Heard, quickly going to say it, right? This is the last story because we're way over time here. Sydney had on the way to Pisa was like, I want a toy, blah, blah, blah. Typical 4 year old, 4 3/4 as she says.
She's 4 3/4.
And Terry was like, I'll get it for you. I'll, let me get, because she's seen it at one of the markets. And
she wanted a fan.
Yeah. So anyway, she got the fucking fan. Never, still hasn't, no, I never asked for it again.
She asked for that fan for an hour and a half at the Leaning Tower Pisa. So just know in those photos, Sydney was just going on about this fan.
Mm.
But we, on the way back, or just as we were about to go get it, I said to her, if you take this photo at me, she was rolling around like an absolute possum, right? It's the only way to describe it.
A possum.
A possum. I said, if you get this lovely photo at me, because I want to have these memories for them. Like, I want to make, you know, put them in their adventure book and stuff. And I said to her, if you do this, I will buy you 5 toys. And she said, okay. And she sat there, she got the photo. And then we went up to the stall and she, did you see her going, this is 1, this is 2.
Oh yeah, of course.
And
then she, you knows stopped how to her. Count, Terry. I stopped
and you
there,
stopped yeah. her and you were like, no, I'm not having this because each toy was like 25 quid.
Anyway, Terry got her the fan. Then she got her one of these Transformer cars, right? The noisiest fucking thing on the planet, yeah, right?
A good choice.
So we were walking then to the bus stop or the location where we get the bus. The bus picks us up, sorry. And she was like, my toy is not working. My toy is not working. The toy wasn't working as we were walking as a little tour guide, which a woman with the green flag above her head. We were them. We were like the Asians walking around, right? And I knew we had about a 5 minute walk. I knew your man was a 2 minute runaway. So I said, Terry, I'll run back. By the time I get to your man, get the toy fixed or get it replaced, I'll catch up with you. Got to your man. Your man was like, you haven't even turned it on. So Sydney had turned it off on the little switch. Mm. I didn't even realize the switch was there. Got back to Sydney and Terry and they were walking ahead, but they didn't realize I'd caught back up with them. And they were chatting away and Sydney was like, where's daddy? And Terry was like, daddy's gone.
I said, oh, he's gone. He's gone to find a new family.
Yeah. And Sydney was like, that's okay. This can just be me, you, Miles and Jake, and daddy can find a new family. Like, just like that, I'm gone. And she just replaces me immediately.
Ah, she knew what I was messing.
And for that, this is how this episode is going to end. Your kids, don't trust them. They will kill you in your sleep. Okay? Because I last night, at 4 o'clock in the morning, woke up with my daughter standing over
me.
Were
you wrecked getting up this morning?
Wrecked.
Wrecked.
Wrecked. Wrecked. Goodbye,
I'm exhausted
everybody.
As well. I can't sleep in that room. It's so stuffy.
What are you doing right now with that? What are you doing? I'm sweating looking at you.
Wash yourself. Don't drink green tea. By the way, public service announcement. If you drink green tea, if your breath smells like you were snacking on shite all night. Good night. God
Goodbye,
bless.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Good night. God bless.
Goodbye.
Bye.